You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back for the final segment. We're here with human performance expert Michael Cooper. Michael's helping me have a tune-up on the air. We've talked about some really great stuff. And what I really like to do, Michael, is I'd like to go back, because a lot of people turn in at the end of the show. They didn't hear the beginning of the show. And what I really want to talk about is your big six that people need to look at when they're team building. You know, the real important thing about success in business today is that you really need a team environment to do it. And a lot of people that are picking the team, putting the team together, or inheriting the team may not be too happy with the performance of the team, and that all goes to who the members of the team are. And with that, I toss it to you, Mr. Softball.
Well, attitude does 100% reflect leadership. So when you're thinking about leadership, you're talking about, you know, there's certain qualities when you're putting together a mastermind, right? Two or more minds working in a spirit of perfect harmony with each other. There needs to be these qualifications put in place, which is from my studying of over 20 years of the Napoleon Hill information. I, you know, became a certified leader of the Napoleon Hill Foundation. So I paid attention to the things that he shared with me through my listenings of his, you know, of his programs and things like that. But, you know, you have to find people who are dependable, right? And you have to find people who are loyal. And if they're not dependable and loyal, then I don't need to look in and to see if they even have the ability to do what they say they're going to do, right? I stop right there. Now, they also have to have a positive mental attitude, go the extra mile, have applied faith. So I talk and I go into organizations and they'll say, well, you know, I can depend on this person. They're very loyal. They are kind of a neg bomb. Like, they're very negative. I'm like, well, then you need to either improve that to where they can have a positive mental attitude, because her negative mental attitude is penalizing not only her as an individual, but it's penalizing the organization, because this universe, it rewards a positive mental attitude and it penalizes a negative mental attitude. So I need to make sure that she can actually develop a positive mental attitude. If she can't, or if he can't, whoever it is we're talking about, we need to remove them from the team. The problem with that is leaders, like we were just talking about a little while ago, they're afraid to do that. Like, I just spoke into an organization, you know, they had their people in there and they're talking about how they have all this, you know, experience and they're these top leaders. And I'm like, and I'm talking about how to form this mastermind alliance. They have a team of four, or a team of 10, or whatever it is that you have, right? And one of the guys said, well, if I were to go by this, I would get rid of everybody on my team. And I said, well, then you 100% need to do that. Correct. I said, do you have peace of mind with this team? He's like, no. Are you happy? Are you fulfilled with this team? No. Well, then when are you going to start making a change? I know you know this stuff, because they'll always say, oh, I know this. You know, I've heard it before. I've been doing this 20 years. And I'm glad you know what you know, right? Knowledge is what you know, but wisdom is what you do. And it's not very wise of you to not make these changes.
Well, Michael, if people want to hear a lot of your stuff, we'll have this segment up on the internet probably tomorrow or Saturday at the latest, www.freedonbusiness.com. They can go through it. But if they want to get to you, or they want to get the playbook, how do they find you?
Well, go to missingplaybook.com. That'll lead you right to the information of the Missing Playbook. Also, humanperformancementors.com is our, you know, obviously our main site, but missingplaybook.com. Get in there. Start to become aware of what these modules are. Module one is called Clear the Way. Module two is Journeying into the Mind. Module three is Emotional Intelligence. Module four is Knowing Your Opponent. Module five is The Way of the Champion. And module six is Initiative and Leadership. It's a recipe. You need to have all six to be successful in this game of life.